Second Kings, chapter number 7, starting at verse number 1. I sure hope I can say something that would help us tonight. Amen. Then Elisha said, "Hear ye the word of the Lord." My, it's always wonderful to hear that.
Yeah.
Listen, he's saying God's getting ready to speak.
Yeah.
"Hear ye the word of the Lord, thus saith the Lord." Look at this. We're going to try to get into some of this. "Tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel, in the gate of Samaria." Then the Lord of whose hand the king leaned answered. In other words, I guess you'd say like a counselor to the king here. Amen. "Answered the man of God, and he said, it's never a good idea not to believe God's word." Listen to this. "And he said, amen, behold, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, might this thing be?" Praise God. What was he saying? Well, he's saying, Elijah, either God's wrong or you're wrong. Somebody's wrong. For if God would open up the windows of heaven, this thing would be impossible. Hallelujah. Amen. "And he said, behold, thou shalt see it with thine eyes." Listen to this. "But shalt not eat thereof." My.
Oh, God.
"And there were 4 leprous men at the entering in of the gate. And they said one to another, why sit we here until we die? If we say we will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. And if we sit still here, we die here also. Now therefore, come and let us fall to the host of the Syrians, and if they save us alive, we shall live, and if they kill us, we shall but die." Amen. If the Lord will help us for just a few moments here tonight, I'd like to preach on one word, risk. Amen, risk.
Oh, God.
Sometimes life is a risk.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. My mind was wondering, I guess like a little boy's mind wonders, can you imagine when old Chuck Yeager got in that airplane the first time, and he said, I'm going to bust through the sound barrier. Hallelujah. It was a risk, amen. Nobody had ever done it before. I think one testimony even said that he had tried it one time before, and he got so fast, the dash got to rattling, the plane got to jerking and shaking and rattling, and he got scared and he backed off, amen. But the particular day that old Chuck Yeager broke through that sound barrier, he said he told his friends and family when he left, he said, if the plane comes apart, I'm going through the sound barrier. Hallelujah. Great God in heaven.
Yeah.
It was a risk involved, but amen. Millions and no doubt of aircraft carriers and airplanes and pilots and people that just ride planes every day are glad that Chuck Yeager did that. Amen. I mean, life is involved in a risk. I thought about Neil Armstrong. Amen. Can you imagine? It doesn't even sound even hardly fathomable today. Amen. But they did it, I guess, back in the 70s and 80s. And they started that program to land man on the moon. Amen.
Yeah.
And they would get those spacecraft, millions of pounds, and they put men they put them in a bubble suit, put a bubble helmet on them, and said, "We're going to land you right up there on that moon." Hallelujah! Great God in heaven! I tell you, it was a dangerous thing, but life, amen. If you want to advance and get somewhere, sometimes you got to take a risk. Hallelujah! Great God, amen. But I tell you what, I want to shoot for the moon. Don't you? Hey, God. So let's get the scenario here of my Bible text that I read to you tonight. It was a horrible time. There was a famine in the land. It's in Samaria. And here we had the Syrians that wanted to take them over. And instead of, I guess you say, just full force, battle. They said, well, we're going to cut their supplies off. Amen. We're going to cut off anything going in and out of the city. We're going to starve them out. Praise God. And so inside of that city, I don't want to dwell on this very long. Inside of this, the gates of Samaria, the condition was very deplorable. Amen. I mean, the history says that even the mothers were dividing their own children and eating their own kids. Amen. That's horrible times. Praise God. Inflation had shot up astronomically. I mean, barley and things of that nature, you couldn't possibly afford it. You couldn't possibly buy, amen, or sell such a thing as that. I mean, men and women, kids, boys and girls were dying. They were starving to death inside the gates of Samaria. Hallelujah. And outside, just down the ways a bit, was the Syrians. They were encamped about by the thousands of them. Amen. Wanting to take the Samarians over. Amen. And so now let's get the story. Hallelujah. As Paul Harvey would say, the rest of the story. Amen. And you also know that in Bible times that they would kind of barricade their cities off. They would have gates in and out of the city. And you remember that when a man was a leper, he was not allowed inside of the city. Remember that?
Yeah.
Praise God. So here these at least four men we know was cast outside the city, just outside the city gates. Amen. I don't believe, maybe you do, I don't know, but I don't believe that these four lepers heard the word of the Lord this morning crying out in town. Amen. God spoke and said, amen, by this time tomorrow, amen, wheat and barley is going to be sold for just about double, amen, of an everyday cost. Right now, it was probably 20 or 30 times high. Amen. Nobody could possibly afford it. There was hardly any grain or any wheat inside of city limits. Amen. Well, the man of God stands up, people starving to death, and he said, tomorrow about this time, there'll be plenty to eat. People will be selling it for just a little above an everyday price. Hallelujah. Hey, God in heaven.
Yeah.
And the king said, servant whose hand that he laid his hand upon. Amen. He said, if God would open up windows in heaven, this thing could not happen tomorrow. Amen. A little as much if God gets in it. Hallelujah. Hey, I tell you, all the way down through the ages of time, let me tell you something. You got to always factor in the God into the equation. Amen. With man, it is impossible. I come to tell you, with God, all things are possible. Amen. With man, I tell you, it might not work out. But with God, look back, get back out of the way, devil. Amen. Anything can happen when God gets in the middle of it. Amen. So these four leprous men, not only were they got big wounds on their sides, not only was their fingers falling off and their toes and feet were eat out. Great God, by this leprosy eating them away. They were starving to death. Hallelujah. And here they were talking amongst themselves. Let's get inside the huddle. Amen. One of them looks at the other one and said, I don't know about you, but I'm starving to death. Mind you, I don't believe they heard the word of the Lord prophesied that tomorrow's going to be plenty of food. No doubt everybody in town was saying, how's this going to happen? Maybe some that did not believe, but I believe there were some faithful ones inside of that town saying, I wonder how this is going to happen. I believe it's going, but nobody could possibly have fathomed that God was going to use four lepers outside of the city limits. Hallelujah. Hey, God, in heaven here tonight, I'm about to feel like sound ain't even got to the punchline yet. Amen. So here these men are. God's are moving on the inside. They're not allowed in there. Amen. But they're out there talking. Are we going to try to get in town? We're starving to death. Are we going to try to get back in? Go back inside of Samaria and get something to eat? The other one said, oh no, I ain't going inside of there. Great God, they're killing their own kids and eating them. Deplorable
old condition. That's not the answer. We can't go back. And the other one said, hey man, I tell you what, I'm just going to sit right here. And the other one said, why sit we here unless we do it? If we go back, there ain't no hope. If we sit here, there ain't no hope. The other one jumps up and he said, great God, I know where some food is. I believe the Syrians, I can smell biscuits and gravy on cooking down there on the campfire. I think I'm going to go down and see what's going on in the Syrians camp. We could sit here and die of starvation, a very slow death. We can go down there and maybe they'll give us a bite to eat. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. So here they go. Here they go. Hey man, the Bible said about twilight, great God, early in the morning, here they go. Hallelujah. Get down there to see what's going on. And you know what happens? I don't know what happened. I can't explain it to you, but in layman's terms, here's what happened. Amen. God got in the midst of them four leprous men trying to sneak down into the enemy camp while it's still twilight. So hopefully they would just have to answer to some guards. And they said, if the guards get hold of us and they kill us, at least we'll die fast. Amen. But we're starving to death. So they get down there at twilight, trying to sneak in there. But somehow angels got to moving in the midst and caused all kinds of ruckus. Hey, and them Syrians thought, great God, that Israel, amen, and a mighty army was coming after them, and it scared them old Syrians smack dab out of their shoe leather. Hallelujah. And they ran 25 miles the other direction down in the valley of Jordan. Hey, so there's a leper show up, Brother Tommy. Look at this. Them lepers show up and they look down and they see camp and they say, where's everybody at? They look inside of one tent, smack dab full of food, and they look inside of another tent. There's gold, there's silver, there's everything you could want, and they even take and hide some of it. And these old lepers are thinking something ain't right. What in the world is going on? And they go in there and they eat, and they feel themselves that plumb full. Hey, I tell you what, they didn't realize they took a risk. Why sit we here till we die? I come to tell us, church, great God, get up and go forward for God. Don't just sit idly by. Don't just sit at the gates, but back up and say, I'm not going to stay here until I die, but I'm getting up. I'm going to go on for God. I'm going to go forward. I'm not going to stay right here and die. Woo! Oh.
Woo! Yes, Lord.
My mama. So the one, after his belly's full, and he done eat them Syrians biscuits and gravy. Hallelujah. And he looks over there and there's bacon. Hey God, he looks over there and there's plenty of provisions to last. Not only them, but their entire families back in Samaria. Hallelujah. And the one says, I tell you what, let's just stay here and eat all night, all day and all night, and fill ourselves up. Another one said, no, we better go home and tell the good news. Hey God, because if we don't and they find out we got all this, they're liable to kill us anyway. Hey, so they said, let's sneak back and tell them what we have found. Hey God, so they go back to Samaria, and of course the same one that didn't believe the word of the lies of the prophet, they didn't believe the words of a leper. Let me tell you something, church, it's never a good idea to question God and to question God's word. Hey, amen. God done spoke it, and he said, about this time tomorrow, hey God, there'll be plenty in the whole city. And that old servant said, hey God, I don't believe a word of it. If God opened up the windows of heaven, hey, it could not happen. And the prophet spoke again, and they said, it'll happen tomorrow about this time. But the problem is, you'll see it, but you won't partake in any of it. Hey, God, amen.
7. What happened? The lepers sent word back. And the old king said, they're just setting up a plot. They're wanting us to come out of the city and go down and get those provisions. In the meantime, they're going to overtake our city. Great God, they was believing the devil instead of believing God. That's the way the devil is today. We'd rather believe the devil than to believe the word of the Lord. I come to tell us, church, it's time that the church of the living God arise and have faith and believe that God is able to do anything.
So finally, they sent some men down. Woo! And they said, "Let everybody ain't gonna run. We're gonna send some guys down. Check this out." Amen. So they send some men down, and they send word back. And they said, "You'll never believe this. I don't know what happened, but all thousands of these Syrians have ran smack clean out of here. There's food like you wouldn't believe. There's bread like you wouldn't believe."
Yeah.
Hey!
Yeah.
So what happened? They go down and carry the spoil back home. Yeah. And about that time tomorrow, great God, there's bread in Samaria. There's wheat in town. Hey, God. And there stood that old servant at the gate of the city. Hey, who didn't believe the word of the Lord. And there he stood a doubting. And the people so excited with food and provisions, they trampled him under feet. And there he died. All because somebody was willing to take a risk. I come to tell you, church, are you willing to have a little faith? I said, are you willing in 2020 to have some faith and say, God, this could be one of our greatest hours. This could be one of our greatest days. If we could just have faith, amen.
Well, Brother Merrill called me yesterday.
Woo!
Yes.
I know, it's about 5:30. I was laying there, zapped from the heat, and got in from mowing. Took a little shower, laying and resting a minute, and the phone said, "Burl Smith." I know, there ain't God in heaven. Woo!
Yes.
I picked up the phone, and I said, "Hello." Hey, man, it was same old, hey, man, upbeat Brother Burl Smith. Hallelujah. And he talked a little bit, and he was telling me his reports from his mission work over there in Nigeria, over there in Africa, over there in the Muslim nations. Hey, God is using this, hey, man, virus to win thousands and millions by the scores of them to Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo! And it's telling me how. Amen. But them people over there is on lockdown, and they're listening to the gospel, and they're afraid. And I believe opposite of America, it's hardening the hearts of Americans. But over there, it's softening them up. It's tenderening them up. What happened in Samaria when provisions got shut off? There wasn't no bread. There wasn't hardly no water. There wasn't, amen, no wheat. There wasn't nothing to eat. I tell you what happened. It softened their hearts. Hey, that's what it ought to do to America. We ought to fall on our knees and say, God, we're nothing without you. That's what Brother Gene said tonight. I said, amen, brother. Hey, we need to wake up and realize we're nothing without God. Hey, amen, just in a day or two, we could be like Samaria. We could have nothing to eat. God could shut the rain off. Famine could strike. Hey, it takes the Lord to help us in this day. But God said, if my people, which are called by my name, would what? Would humble themselves. Humble yourself, America. And turn back to God.
Amen.
Woo! What are you going to do?
Pray.
Woo! What are we going to do? Are we going to go back to Samaria? Go back to them lepers? Are we going to go back to Samaria? Oh, no. No, we'll starve down there. What are we going to do sitting right here? Well, you see, boys, it's ain't getting us nowhere. Why sit we here till we die?
Woo!
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
It's always the best idea to go ahead. Keep on going. Don't turn back. Don't stay still and stay where you are. The great God's tighten your bootstraps up and march on forward.
Yes.
Hey, God in heaven, I said all that and I'm just about done. Great God, I feel like the church in America right now is right here where these lepers are. Some of them are saying, well, I wish we could just revert back. Let us go back. Hallelujah. Let us go back. And I believe some of them saying, let's just hunker down and hide right here. But oh, from the one that said, let's go forward. Hey, I come to tell us, it's always the best idea to listen to the voice of the Lord and go forward. Hallelujah. What's the church going to do? I asked Michelle today. I said, what are people thinking? Churches are closed down all across the country, having internet services. And I understand in some situations, if you got that old virus, you've got to do something. Amen. But churches are shut down all across America. Amen. They're not gathering together. Amen. Everybody said we're scared to death. What are we doing? They're going to sit right there until they die. Come on now. What are we supposed to do? Lock up the doors. Amen. Wait till next spring till this virus is over. No. I tell you what we do. We go on forward. I said we go forward. Hey, I ain't gonna sit here and die. I'm going forward. I'm gonna trust the Lord. I come to tell us, church, it's time and high time that the church of the living God, amen, believes in Him again and that He's able.
We've limited the power of God and our generation.
You're right.
Yes.
Yes. Jesus, no. Jesus.
We believe fake news.
Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Old Trump coined that one.
Yes, he did.
He was dead right.
Yeah.
We believe fake news.
Right.
Do you know this? Go Google it. Go Google it, right? So when you get home later, if you're a Googler. Yeah. You take a three-digit number, 222. 556, 687, type that in, 687 cases, and Google will bring up an article, 687 cases, blah, 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 and talk about any number, three-digit number. Did you know that? Right now. Amen. Fake news.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Woo! Are you saying there ain't no coronavirus? No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that by no means. Hey, God, but I believe it's going to fizzle out after November election pretty fast. Amen. That's what I do believe. Hallelujah. I believe there's coronavirus. Amen. I believe it's contagious. I believe you don't want to get it. But I also believe that our own media and that our own authority figures, amen, hate Donald Trump so bad. They're trying to cripple our country. They're trying to cripple our churches. Hey God, they're trying to shut off the provisions. Ben Hadad and the Syrians are camped around and said, let's cut them off and let them dry up and die. But oh, I come to tell you, there's some lepers that said, hey, I'm not going to die. I'm going forward. I come to tell us, church, it's about time that we get some faith. It's about time that we learn how to stand in this day.
Holy, holy, holy.
Well, Dr. Garson's down there telling me today.
Jesus.
I said, well, you got any of that coronavirus over there? He said, yeah, we got some in there. I said, what did it make you do? Wear a mask all day? Oh, yeah. It's come from a doctor. He said, we got to wear all this stuff all day long. Burned up, can't breathe. He said, but we've had meetings and stuff, and everybody says they're almost positive. Even in big N95 fancy masks that the doctors get and they can't wear, and girl nice ones that the regular public can't get. He said, we're almost sure that they may, it, we're not, I mentioned, I'm not saying it don't help none. It might help some. He said, but when you got that big mask on, you're hot, sweaty, burned up. He said, you take a big puff of breath. He said, where's your breath come from? He said, it don't come through that mask. He said, it sucks in all around your mouth. He said, there's studies, there's all kinds of studies right now showing that it probably helps very little. Yeah. Woo! Hey, God. I'm not getting on politics either. Don't worry, I'm moving on here. Hey, God in heaven. But I told Michelle last night, hey, amen. Now, I'd say this to Brother Tom's here. I talked to him and he wants to talk. Hallelujah. I understand 100% where he was coming from that morning. Hey, God, but if my job told me I had to wear a mask, I'd wear a mask. Amen. That's just me. Hallelujah. I'm not going to lose my job, my way of providing for my family. But I do agree with what Brother Tom's saying. Amen. You know what they're saying? If you don't wear a mask, you can't come into the store. That's what they're saying now. You don't wear a mask, you can't come get your food. Amen. You don't wear a mask, you can't have your barley and your wheat. You don't wear a mask, we're going to turn you away. They got somebody saying, well, there ain't no harm in that. Well, there's not so much harm in that until the next curveball comes down the pike. Hey, God. Well, they're already saying in the fall they're going to have a vaccine. And then what are they going to do? If you don't take the vaccine, you can't come into our stores. They're just getting us ready for it right now. Hey, I come to tell the church, hey, man, is it going to have a chip or no chip? I don't know. Obamacare started out with a chip. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Obamacare started out. How are we going to know who's got insurance and who ain't got insurance? We're going to find them if they ain't got it. Amen. We got to have a way to track all this. So they said we're going to inject a chip.
Yeah.
In every American's hand. Right there in that fatty spot in your hand. That was in Obamacare. Probably everyday Joe don't know that. That was in Obamacare. Woo! And they got right down to the end and they kicked that part of it out. And I thank God they did.
Yeah.
Well, they claim right now, I don't know, we ain't that far yet. Yes, I understand. But they claim that this vaccine's got to have a chip. Hey, that way everybody in America has proof I've got the virus. Have you had the vaccine? If you come in Kroger, we got to know you've had it. If you come in Walmart, we got to know you've had it. Amen. Let us know. You got to wear a mask. You got to have it. Amen. The vaccine. How we going to know you got it with a chip? Great God, I hope they get that out of there. Are you saying the mark of the beast is setting up? I don't know. Great God, I'm not looking for the Antichrist. I'm looking for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I said, I'm getting ready, church. We're living in the last days. We're living in the end times when everybody's preoccupied about everything but Jesus.
Amen.
We're worried about everything, Bo Tommy.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Am I going to be able to work? Am I going to be able to make it?
Yep.
Your job ain't going to matter much. All across America, we're living in probably the least spiritual hour of my lifetime.
Oh, yep.
You're right.
Oh, yeah.
So, Tommy, what year did you get saved?
1974.
74, and it was the 70s. 74. Back in the 70s, people's hearts were soft.
Yes, they were.
They had them tent revivals. Hey, Alan, Jack Cole. That's for my days. I wasn't even born in 82. Amen. But even go back a generation past that, back in the 60s and 50s, we had mass revivals across America. People's hearts were tender, and they loved God.
Sure did.
Amen. 70s, hippie movement also hit,
yep.
And people started Woodstock. People started turning away from God. 80s. Hey, God, 90s. Amen. Now, look at the hour we're in now. Same-sex marriage, pornography. Amen. Stricken society. Sin. I preached to you the other night in the last days. The Bible said there'd be an acceleration of sin. Men would have no restraint. There would be sin on every hand. Let me tell you something, church. That's the hour we're living in. And not only that, we're living in an hour with
in the church, hey, the general has fell asleep and we'd rather sit at the house, hey, God, and talk about a germ, amen, microscopic germ, than we would be the church at full power and move, hey, God, and evangelize and preach the word in a dark hour.
Truth, brother. Scared to death. We're living in a scared, smitten society.
Yes, we are.
Come on, fellas.
Yes, we are.
Right.
Everybody's scared.
Yes.
So I got to do is tell old Weston, the devil's going to get you. He'll start crying right now. I mean, tears. Tears run down his face. It's my fault. I took him out to that judgment house.
Yeah.
I wasn't really thinking. He's about Hudson's age right now. That's about how old he was. I put him on my shoulder and I was patting him. I said, just sit there and be quiet. I didn't think he'd be interested. That old devil got out and got to shaking them chains and shaking that cage. He turned around and looked at that. Oh, anytime he gets out of line, all I got to do is threaten the devil on him. That's where we're living at today. Yeah. Everybody's scared to death. Have you ever seen such a time, church?
Sad, buddy.
People scared smack dead to death.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord.
Maybe I got a different outlook on it. You can't threaten me with heaven.
No.
That's it.
I'm ready. I want to go.
Are you going to threaten me with heaven?
Ready.
Woo! Oh, I might get that fire. And I might die. Great God in heaven, I'd be in heaven faster than any of them.
Woo! Hallelujah. And if I get that virus and don't die, I tell you what, I want to be found faithful for God in this day.
Yeah.
Amen. And not scared smack down to death. Amen.
Woo! Amen.
What are we going to do? We're going to go back? No, we ain't going back. What are we going to do? Sit here till we die? It's a good message. A lot of people, that's what they're doing. They're going to sit right there and hunker up.
Right.
That's true, brother.
Till they die.
Spiritual death.
Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go on. I'm going to march on.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes. Stand with me across this house. Yes. For Thursday night.
Look out.
Yes.
Come one eye over. Texted old brother Tommy about 11 o'clock this morning. Asked him if he had anything. Great God, I got on that hillside there at Dr. Garza's. And anything had been cut, and I couldn't tell you when them weeds was higher than me. I got sick in my stomach. Had a rough day all day.
Come on.
I said, Lord, if you have me, I'll preach for you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Woo! Hey, man.
Yes, Lord.
Come tell you, church. I ain't gonna sit here and die.
Nobody.
I ain't gonna sit right there.
That way.
Yeah.
I won't touch your skin, I'll touch your shirt.
Yes, ma'am.
Mary can wash it later. I don't think I got no virus. That one said, boy, your pulse is getting lower, man. We're hungry.
Yeah.
I'm a whole leper. I said, boy, look at you, man. You're looking sick. I see them wounds all over you. We ain't had no bite to eat in days. The city ain't got nothing. We're out here, out there. They're put outside the city gates there. Man, we're going to die. He said, boy, your pulse is weak. But just before you die, your pulse gets lower and lower and lower. Rick and Morty sits in. God, I've seen it many times. Your feet start turning purple. It starts moving up your legs. Blood starts pulling to your torso. Man, we ain't doing no good. What are we going to do? One of them said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. God, if we sit here, we're going to die.
Yep.
Yes.
Amen. Worst thing we can do is go down there to them Syrians. They got food. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
They might kill us. I don't know. Let's get down there at twilight so we can answer to the guards and not the whole camp. Amen. But the worst case scenario, they're going to kill us fast.
Yep.
What I got now, starvation is a horrible, slow death. Amen.
Right.
Thank
you, Lord.
Oh, come test little as much. If God gets in it while they was marching down to that old Syrian camp, they get down there, they see camp, but they don't see nobody. Why? I tell you why, whirlwind of the Lord coming through there. And them old Syrians looked up at holler and they said, who in the world's coming? Great God, some of them got the heart. And I tell you, that's probably Israel. That's probably Samaria. Hey, man, that's a mighty armies of our enemies. We better get out of here. Four men ran an entire army off.
Hallelujah.
Great God, I
come to tell you, church, little as much if God gets in them. Well, I can't. No, you can't. But if you march forward, it's hard telling what God might do.
Woo! While they're playing here, let's find a place. And seek the Lord on this Thursday night. Oh,
yes, Lord.
Oh, God, help us, Lord. I'm going to march on, God. I ain't going to sit here and die. I'm not going to sit here and wither up. I'm not going to sit here and listen to the fake news. Great God, I'm not going to sit here and listen to the news that the devil's spreading, that there's no hope, that there's no, amen, hope for tomorrow. Great God, that the gospel shut off. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go forward. Go forward. Come on, church. Let's go forward. Let's go forward.